Frederick Cowles, a short story collection, an introduction. Frederick Ignatius Cowles was born in 1900 in Cambridge, England. This unfamiliar name is one of the gems of English supernatural fiction, as well as several other works of travelogues, history, folklore, and children's books. When his supernatural short stories, and some are very short indeed, were first published, they were compared to the works of M.R. James and E.F. Benson. Yet unlike those two authors, he fell unfairly into obscurity. In all, he wrote perhaps 60 short stories with weird and supernatural themes. Frederick Cowles died in 1948, although some accounts suggest that it was 1949.
Eyes for the Blind by Frederick Cowles.
"What I can never understand about your church," said Dr. Taylor, "is the manner in which it so uncompromisingly condemns spiritualism. I will grant you that there is a lot of quackery about the average spiritualistic seance, but I do think that some of the results prove that there is something in the serious study of the subject."
"Then you would have the church risk immortal souls for the sake of the grain of truth there may be in what you yourself admit is a tissue of trickery," replied the bishop.
"Not at all," answered the doctor. "What I object to is a wholesale condemnation of the researches of many people who are inspired by the highest motives. You cannot say there is nothing in spiritualism when it has been definitely proved that some kind of manifestations have been witnessed in circumstances that preclude trickery."
"The church does not deny such manifestations, but she does declare that the spirits of the just are in the hands of God and cannot be raised at the whim of any neurotic medium at a seance. Those who have studied the subject, and there are many who have, agree that certain evil spirits can assume appearances to suit their purpose when souls are to be ensnared. For example, a man who hears his dead mother speaking to him at a seance is really being deceived by an evil spirit who is able to imitate the mother's voice."
"A very thin argument, my lord, if I may say so. What about ghosts that haunt old castles or ruined abbeys?"
"I have never seen any," smiled the bishop. "And if there are such things, I should think they are really thought forms associated with the place. But the haunting of such
Sample complete. Ready to continue?